God bless you, brother and sister. This is Iggy with a Spark of Hope Daily Devotional. Today, I want to talk to you about joy in the journey. And for that, let's read the scripture on the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face the trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Wow! This is beautiful. The Lord is requesting you and I to remain loyalty, faithful, whenever we go through trials. Just for you and I to reflect, life is full of challenges, but God used this moment to refine us. Embracing joy in trials doesn't mean we ignore our pain. Rather, we recognize God's hand at work in our lives. I have a question, brother and sister. What challenges have you faced that, you know, somehow brought unexpected joy or growth? How can you shift your perspective to find joy even in difficult circumstances? Brother and sister, I want to share 4 steps of action chord that will help us to emphasize on this particular topic, joy in the journey. Embrace challenges. When faced with a trial, pause and ask what God might be teaching me from this particular process. Number 2, count your blessings. Make a list of the things you are grateful for, even in tough times. It is important for you to do this, brother and sister, because the Lord will look at you, that you keep track of your blessings, of the process, of the miracle that He delivered to you. Step 3, encourage others. Share a struggle and how it led you to growth with someone who is discouraged. Sometimes you can find a person that really is going through a very painful situation, but your testimony can really help this person to overcome whatever might be a current trial. And number 4, seek community. Brother and sister, join a small group where you can share challenges and joys with others. Gathering together, fellowship with others, that's going to help you to really feel that you belong to some community, that you belong to a family. And this is going to also strengthen your ability to not be alone. You know, yes, we know that sometimes when we are through trials, we feel that we are alone. But when you establish a community, when you seek for a community, brother and sister, guess what? You have a family who supports you. In Jesus' name, we love you, brother. We love you, sister. God bless you. Amen.